At the top of our program today, Michigan law requires that high school juniors are offered a free exam and free exam prep to determine college readiness. Next year, that exam will change. The Scholastic Aptitude Test, or SAT, will take the place of the ACT, which has been used since 2007. Now, over the years, millions of Michigan high schoolers have taken one test or the other. Most American universities accept scores from both in their admissions process. Students will still be able to take the ACT, but families will bear the cost. The State Department of Education and the Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget announced this decision on Wednesday. A press release says that Michigan's mandatory competitive bidding process determined the SAT to be the better choice and the less expensive choice for the next 3 years. Two guests with slightly different views of the testing shift join me today. Gary Nayard is executive director of the Great Lakes Education Project, which advocates for charter schools, increased accountability, and parental choice in education. Welcome, Gary.
Good morning, Mark.
And Wendy Zadeb Roper is executive director of the Michigan Association of Secondary School Principals. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you for having me.
Over the years, many thousands, probably millions, of Michigan kids and their families have become quite familiar with both of these tests, the SAT and the ACT. I want to ask both of you what this shift adds up to. What, Gary Nayard, what's changing here?
Well, it's clearly a change in the format of the test, and you know, these are two nationally recognized quality college enrollment assessments, and we've been on a track in Michigan of using the ACT, you know, as the state mandated test since 08. And so this is a change from one format of a test to a different test, and it'll require some adjustment for students. Of course, they're going to still bear the brunt of just learning their material and getting tested on how well they're aligned to our content expectations. And so I don't see a lot of change for students. They will still enjoy the testing experience as much as they always have. It'll just be a different acronym.
Let's just stay with that for one more second. Wendy, you weigh in, please. What is changing here? Are you in agreement with Gary to that extent?
Well, I would agree that it is a quality assessment. We have a lot of respect for SAT. Many schools around the state have been giving advanced placement exams, which are also a product of the College Board. And so that's a somewhat familiar face to us. But the concern is not the quality of the assessment or the test. It's simply another change at a time when we've been inundated with change in education. The ACT has been one consistent on our testing landscape that we've had since 2008. And so we have great longitudinal data. We have a comfort level and a familiarity. We've been able to prepare students for years. And so it's a change that's just coming at a time when there's a lot of other change.
I've heard some who resist this move say that the rug's been pulled out from underneath principals and districts. That's a pretty colorful way to put it. Does it amount to that?
I would say so. You know, and like I said, it's not an anti-SAT stance. Down the road, this might end up being a positive. And certainly, you know, as principals and as someone who represents and provides professional development for principals, you know, we are going to make the absolute best out of this, and we're going to do everything we can to prepare our students and, you know, to make this a positive change. But it really is just I don't think unless you have been a classroom teacher and been a principal and know how much work schools do to help students prepare for these assessments, how it impacts our curriculum and instruction, what a huge change this is. So in the big picture of life, had this been a more phased-in approach, like let's say our current 9th and 10th graders were going to be able to stay the course with the ACT,
right. That
would have been a little more of an easier transition to make.
And what you're sharing with us, is this what you're hearing from your members?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And not so much against the change
right.
In and of itself, but just there's an awful lot going on right now. Why not phase this thing in?
Correct.
Gary, what do you make about that? I mean, I've spoken with a number who are not necessarily opposed to this move, who say, why not wait? That they are contending with a lot of change right now in Michigan schools. Do they have a point?
Oh, I think they have a point. I mean, there's nothing more constant than change. I've been in this policy area for 8 years, and it's been very, you know, a lot of activity in decades before that. I mean, it's been there has been a lot of change, and the argument to not make a change for the sake of not making change, of course, I don't think has a lot of merit. But you know, we have only a year and a half or a little more. Not quite a year and a half to make this switch. And so our assessment coordinators and professionals have a lot of work to do to both administer the ACT this year, get ready for the SAT next year. I think that's a burden for them, but I don't think that – I mean, I think the positives outweigh the negatives when you look at the benefit to families in the state for making this change, specifically the free online prep services that will come and also the free admissions to colleges for at-risk students that are part of this package. So, I mean, there's a lot of plus in this switch as well.
There were some value-added features to this contract that we'll revisit here in just a few minutes. Am I correct in assuming that preparation for the SAT will start this year, though, 2015? So we will administer an ACT test in 2015, but we'll start preparing for the 2016 SAT also this year?
Well, I can tell you that schools are scrambling right now to find information and to learn more about the SAT because it's just not something that, you know, schools have really prepared kids for. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids have taken that on their own, but in terms of, you know, being part of the state assessment, that's going to be a change. So the other issue is that the SAT is retooling and redesigning for 2016.
Correct.
So in terms of preparation and test prep materials that are available, they're not really available for the test that our students are going to be taking. So I agree that the online Khan Academy prep materials are going to be beneficial. Like I keep saying, it's not that this is a bad change. I just think the timing is very difficult. We are going to be taking an SAT that is basically like a car that has been designed and we're buying it before it even rolls out of the assembly line.
Supporters are saying that the SAT test will be better aligned with the Common Core curriculum, which Michigan is implementing. Do you take issue with that, or are you both in agreement that the SAT will be more in sync with the Common Core curriculum?
Well, that's what they're saying. That's the idea of this redesign with the SAT 2016, is that it's their intent to make it more Common Core aligned. We haven't seen that. There's a lot of vendors out there that claim their materials are aligned that, you know, haven't gone through a vetting process yet to really be able to qualify that statement.
Is alignment with the Common Core curriculum a point in the SAT's favor, Gary Nayer?
Well, it was in the view of the review committee.
Right.
And again, I'm not an expert on the methodology of the new SAT, but clearly it makes sense that the new SAT would work hard to be aligned to Michigan's college and career-ready standards that have been adopted by the majority of states.
Our guests are Gary Nayer, Executive Director of the Great Lakes Education Project, and Wendy Zadeb Roper, Executive Director of the Michigan Association of Secondary School Principals. We're talking about Michigan's shift coming next year to the SAT away from the ACT test for 11th graders here in the state of Michigan. Some are complaining that this move was too predicated on saving money. The contract awarded to SAT is worth $17 million over 3 years. That's $15 million less than a three-year contract with ACT. The gap there, I find astounding. Gary, how do you respond to skeptics, cynics, who say this is too important to be determined by the lowest bidder? You hear that in situations like this.
Sure, and I don't think that it's a fair criticism to say that this was price-based only. I mean, the review committee scored the proposals based on their quality, and the SAT proposal outscored the ACT proposal by 10%. So it was both a higher scoring, viewed as a better match for Michigan students than the current test, and it was also more cost-effective and save money, notwithstanding the value-added features. So, I mean, I wasn't on the review committee, obviously, and I haven't read all of the documentation. But again, it was the higher scoring option. It would be a fairer criticism if we were saying that, you know, we had picked Fred's testing out of Dubuque because they just gave us a low ball price, but we didn't know anything about the product. I mean, there is no question the College Board is legit, and the SAT is a high quality test, as is the ACT.
Wendy, does this dollar difference does that concern you?
You know, we're certainly as aware of anybody else about the budget constraints in the state of Michigan and want to be sensitive to that. But, you know, I think the big concern for us, too, is this huge loss of longitudinal data that we've accumulated with the ACT since 2008. And I think that's another thing that's hard to quantify. You know, what does that mean, short-term, long-term? You know, there's just a lot of things that really go into this decision, and it's hard to say, is that dollar amount, you know, something we should have considered or reconsidered.
As someone who's been removed from this landscape for a while, my kids are old enough now that I haven't thought about the SAT and the ACT in genuinely a long time. But my question is ACT prep irrelevant to success in the SAT? Do they test different areas significantly enough that, I mean, we're hearing from principals who complain that their investment in ACT prep is now of little or no value. Are the two assessments so different that time invested in ACT prep is now pretty much irrelevant?
I wouldn't say completely irrelevant, but I would say that they are significantly different tests. You have to remember that SAT was designed as an aptitude test. So what it's measuring versus ACT, which is a content-based test, are very different. The other thing is even just general test-taking skills. The ACT requires, or the better way for students to approach it is, if they were running out of time and had five answers that they hadn't completed, they should bubble those in. The ACT scores every single item, whereas the SAT says, don't fill it in unless you know the answer. So, I mean, it's not just a content, it's also an approach to the test. So there's a lot of things that go into how we would prepare students to even approach and go through that test in a logical manner.
Care to respond,
well,
Gary?
Well, I think that one of the features of the new SAT, I believe, is that you aren't penalized for a wrong answer, so that you actually are encouraged to answer every question, which was a methodological difference in the past test. I think that's been addressed in the new test. I would say the ACT prep that our Michigan schools have used for nearly a decade now has been of great benefit and value to the nearly million students who took the ACT test that they've already taken. So, I mean, the fact that it's may not be of as much value in the future does not minimize the fact that it was necessary and helpful for the years that it was done.
One little departure here, Gary, your spouse was recently elected to the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. What is Robin Nayert's agenda here on the board, and what kind of session do you expect from the board?
Well, coincidentally, Mark, she's being sworn in tonight by Barb Byram. She missed the organizational meeting of the board because we were on vacation. But she's focused on serving the needs of Ingham County, and making sure that the rural areas of Mason and Leslie and Dansville and surrounding areas aren't forgotten by the majority of council members or commission members who are from the more urbanized areas of Ingham County. So she's going to be a voice for South Central Ingham, and she's anxious to move up from the city council to the county commission.
We'll leave it at that. It's been a great discussion. I want to thank both of our guests. Gary Nayert is executive director of the Great Lakes Education Project. Wendy Zadeb Roper is executive director of the Michigan Association of Secondary School Principals. We've been talking about Michigan's shift from the ACT to the SATs for Michigan high schoolers. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.